Good evening, everyone, and welcome back to the Status Pro Show. I'm your host, Kevin Ebeling, joined with Corey, the Sharpshooter Vandersloon.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Dr. Youngblood Lewis.
Hey, what's up?
Our producer, Melissa Gilbert.
Hey, guys.
And I am here in return to form tonight, back to the way that we used to be after the fucking catastrophe that was no one's fault but mine that was last week's show. I would like to address that first off because, man, what a nightmare. You know what?
Train wreck was the only word for it.
Yeah, it was a fucking disaster. I clearly drank way too much. Kyle was also equally guilty of that. Anyway, you know, I want to apologize to all of our listeners as well as my my crew here. I feel like I kind of let you guys down. My judgment was a little bit poor last week. I didn't really effectively govern the show in any kind of a good fashion. And I am sorry about that. And I plan to correct that tonight. I got tons of fucking stuff to get to tonight. We're going to have a great show.
Yeah, we've had a meeting. We set some ground rules. It's going to be good from this point forward.
I also, for the first time ever in the history of the Status Bro Show, will not be getting drunk tonight. But that's just a one-time thing. I'm definitely going to be getting wasted again next week.
Yeah. So the show's either going to be great tonight or it's going
to
blow.
I mean, you're right. Yeah, maybe I need to blow. I'll tell you what, at the break, if the show sucks, I'm going to do a couple shots.
There you go, yeah.
Shot the break. Don't wait until we come back and then do a shotgun on the radio.
Put Corey in a bad position, busting his balls, and that's kind of a dick move of me to be like, hey, Corey, run my show while I go fuck around and shotgun some beers. So I'm probably not going to do that this week, but that's all right with you, Corey.
I accept your apology.
All right, thank you very much. No, but I am sorry to our listeners and anybody else that I possibly offended. To be honest, I don't even remember a lot of it, but I promise this week it will not happen.
Blacked out there a little bit.
We got tons of good stuff that I get to. I have lots of topics for you. We're gonna get waxed tonight. I'm just gonna go ahead and throw that out. Let people know what we have coming.
We're gonna get waxed.
You know, the way chicks wax hair off of their body. That's what we're gonna do.
Cool. Oh, so you're gonna wax us? You're not gonna like whack us off?
No, wax. I might even go full Brazilian.
All right, yeah,
Brazilian.
Yeah, dude, Brazilian. All right, so I apologize for the catastrophe, the train wreck, whatever the fuck. I said I'm not drinking. We said we had a creative meeting. We worked out some shit. Now, we wanted to... I don't want to immediately dive into... I've been talking too much sexual shit lately. Not that I don't still want to talk about that. But back to... we haven't talked TV in a long time, and I really wanted to. Let's talk some Walking Dead. You guys want to do that?
Yes.
The third season's over. I'm sorry, Melissa.
Listen,
we're gonna
you're
have
making
to spoil
a face. We've
you.
Given you plenty of time to get caught up.
It's time. If we wait any longer, it won't be pertinent anymore.
You can go in the other room if you want. I mean,
well, what I'm waiting for is for to not have to pay money on Amazon Instant Video to watch them. That's all I'm waiting for.
Have you been paying money for it?
Watch it illegally.
Come on.
Yeah.
We're college students.
Yeah, what is your thing? Pay Free TV or whatever the site is called?
Project Free TV.
Project Free TV.
Oh, I use TV Links.
TV Links?
Yeah.
It's fair.
All right. I promise that I will get started on that this week.
Sweet. You'll have a lot to look forward to after this show.
Can we still talk about it?
Yes.
I'm talking about it, dude.
I think what we really wanted to do is like cast speculations for next season.
That's what I think. Obviously, the governor will be back.
Yeah.
I mean, the series ended with him still out on the loose, which I was a little disappointed for.
Me too.
I thought they were going to fucking conclude that, and now they're dragging it on, and we have to wait till October.
I actually wouldn't be surprised if we never see him again.
Nah, not a chance.
No way, yeah.
Because what happens is Woodbury is basically in ruins.
Right.
The governor has fled after gunning down anyone who vowed to fight for him after they flee the prison.
Yeah.
Which was really fucked up, by the way, but a really cool scene. Just in cold blood, mows down all of his people. But there was a survivor. And I don't remember what happens with the survivor.
Did she make it to the prison?
Oh, the chick?
Yeah.
She was like, you won't believe what happened.
God, that's been a while.
I feel like if she did, we'd have remembered more. We'd have been like, oh yeah, new person in the group. But like...
I don't remember completely what I think. She either made it back to the prison or she made it back to Woodbury. Either way, she's fucking telling.
I don't remember a lot of things now that I think about it. Whatever happened with the black guy and that other crew...
Who, T-Dog?
No, the other black guy.
Oh, yeah.
Who
The guy, that's in
the guy who was on the fence about whether he wants to join the governor or not.
Yeah, I think... Fuck, I don't remember either.
Shit, it's been so long.
No, I think he joined them. I think what I seem to remember...
Does he end up at the prison?
They all... That group takes that one chick. I think they all go to the prison, and Rick's like, yeah, come on in, and then it ends.
Should we have talked about this 8 weeks ago?
Probably.
Now, the very end of the last episode, there was an entire bus full of the Woodbury people
exactly.
Showed up at the prison.
Post-Andrea, right.
All right, now, anybody else have any predictions? Because I'm going to jump into what would you do in a zombie apocalypse.
Do you think Daryl's going to die?
No, dude. Daryl is the ultimate fan favorite.
I know, and that's why I think he's going to die.
There's going to be an uprising.
It may not be in season four, but I think at some point they're going to
There's going to be an uprising against AMC if they kill off Daryl.
Yeah, no way. Besides, he's going to play a huge part in this next season because, I mean, I feel like Daryl, Rick, and Herschel are now kind of the like head guys of the whole crew.
Do you sense some sort of impending conflict between Daryl and Rick, though?
Maybe. Because there like, really hasn't been so far.
I mean, now that Merle's gone, I don't
except
know.
Except for that, which, I mean, they kind of skirted that issue really quick. In season two, Daryl is totally Team Rick.
Yeah.
Yeah. Agreed.
I don't think, personally, from having seen what I've seen through season two, I don't think Daryl is the kind of guy. I think Daryl is a follower, not necessarily a leader.
Yeah, definitely.
I don't think anybody can argue with that. He's the greatest lemming ever. I mean,
it's true.
But he doesn't want it. That's the difference. He does not want to be that guy that everybody goes to. He doesn't want to have to make the decision.
Yeah, he doesn't really want that responsibility, but a little ways through season three, he does get kind of unhinged a little bit.
Especially
watching his brother, or having to kill his brother.
Which was really fucking cool, by the way.
That was a very climactic scene for season three.
Which is funny because Daryl crying in that episode became like the most popular image for memes ever concerning The Walking Dead.
Absolutely.
What would you guys do in a zombie apocalypse if it were Walking Dead circumstance?
We live here.
We don't live in fucking Atlanta.
Walking Dead circumstances being that we're already infected with the virus, and if we die, we turn into a zombie.
Right.
Oh, shit, dude.
Because we're all already infected.
Okay, I always forget about that, yeah.
Let's talk weapons. If you want to survive, what would you go to as your go-to melee weapon?
A melee weapon.
Melee.
You're talking on hand?
Yes.
Baseball bat, dude.
Me too.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I don't want a blade. I want some sort of.
You don't need a lot of accuracy. Yeah, see, that's you need accuracy.
Break the shaft.
Hit
a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like on a 9-iron you can break the shaft. Any kind of golf club. But
baseball bat has to be aluminum, not wood. Wood will break eventually.
I want a blunt object. I don't want a blade.
Me either. Because you need to be effective and precise with the blade.
Exactly.
That being said, I want the classic melee weapon, the cricket bat.
But a cricket bat will break.
A little bit of Shaun of the Dead. I like it.
It's classic though.
It's good, but it's, I don't know, it's wide. I feel like if you hit him with the point, you do more damage.
It's effective.
Yeah, it's true.
It's great for bashing heads.
You get that awesome, like, p-tong after you hit a skull.
It's also reasonably stealthy. It doesn't make a lot of noise.
Yeah, it's not bad.
What about for a firearm?
Semi-automatic shotgun.
Ooh, so loud, though. You're going to draw hordes.
It's true.
I'd definitely go with the shotgun.
I'm not accurate with it. But I would say
the thing with the shotgun,
the crossbow has to be the greatest.
Crossbow.
if we've learned anything from Daryl on Walking Dead,
dude, because you can carry around ammo. You just get bolts.
You make a good point.
You do make a good point. I don't know.
I'd say if you're by yourself, crossbow. If you're with a group who has firearms, they go with silenced pistol.
If you're going with guns and you're using guns, I would agree a shotgun is definitely your best.
Shotgun?
Yeah,
silenced pistol.
A semi-automatic too.
But
one shot.
But you could potentially drop more than one zombie with a shotgun at once.
You have to be incredibly accurate.
Well, yeah, but what I'm saying, like you said, shotgun's going to draw hordes, and you're going to blow through your ammo, and then you're still going to have more coming, you know? Right.
That's a good point. Okay, what about a silenced shotgun?
You're set.
You could make a silencer for a shotgun.
Did they sell guns at Costco?
I've seen a couple of companies try.
I think so.
I think I would just hold up at a Costco and barricade the shit out of it, and then I have everything I ever need.
What?
I have a question.
Go for it.
Do we need? I know that we used to need to have like a couple week long background check to get a gun. Is that still a thing?
Texas?
I think it's like 3 days now.
Fuck no, dude.
I thought you could like go to Walmart.
You can buy
a gun at Walmart.
If I wanted a gun,
no, yeah. I don't think so.
If I wanted a gun,
you still need a background check.
No,
you still need a background check, but you can walk out.
I think
with
they can do it in store.
Yeah. Fuck no, dude. If you want a gun, you can drive to Walmart right now and get a fucking gun. They'll do a background check. Be like, you're set. You're good.
Seriously.
You guys want to go
get guns after the show?
Yes.
I
can't afford it. Right
I need to start preparing for the zombie apocalypse. The only weapon in my entire apartment is a baseball bat under my bed, but it's a wooden one.
My dad bought me a .22 for Christmas 2 years ago.
Jesus.
And we went in.
Did you ever shoot a zombie with it?
Yes, I did.
Did you ever shoot an X with it?
No.
Run a guy over to your car and then shoot him? Double tap?
Double tap. How important is a zombie apocalypse?
Yeah, we got. Oh, I mean, he bought three guns that day. We walked out with all three of them.
Nice.
In less than 2 hours.
Nice. Yeah, really quick. Tangenting off that. If you're ever questioning whether or not a zombie's dead, double tap. It's always worth the second bullet.
I agree.
Yeah.
Like,
or another swing of your ball bat.
Yeah.
What is that? Rule number two? Double tap?
Rule number one.
Rule number one. Okay.
I think rule number two is cardio.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, so Walking Dead zombies aren't much different from Dawn of the Dead. Okay, wait, where would you hold up?
Oh, wait, okay, Walking Dead zombies aren't different from the original Dawn of the Dead zombies.
Right.
But the Dawn of the Dead remake, the Zack Snyder one, those zombies are fucking vicious.
Was that Zack Snyder?
Yeah.
No fucking way.
Yeah, dude. Zack Snyder.
I thought his first film was Watchmen.
No.
Oh, no, 300 and then Watchmen.
It was Dawn of the Dead, 300, and then Watchmen.
Holy shit, I didn't know he did Dawn of the Dead.
Yeah.
Huh. It was before he stumbled into CGI, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But,
Yeah, where would you hold up? Would you keep moving? Where'd you go?
You know, I used to always think a good move would just to constantly be on the road, kind of like in Resident Evil.
Yeah.
The third one.
That's what is it called? Not a terrible choice if you have the gas and the resources.
Exactly. The gas is your problem.
Yeah.
A lot of people say, like, hold up on an island somewhere. I'm like, well, you're going
to
run out of resources.
I feel like once you come down to zombie scenarios, you're not going to be paying for gas anymore. You can just find gas at a gas station. Just hope
you can siphon it.
True, but yeah, so many people in a case of an event of emergency are fleeing, and therefore tons of gas stations could be totally dry. Therefore, you could pass three in a row that have no gas, and then you end up stranded.
Or you could stumble upon another group of survivors who want it more than you do and have more ammo than you. Who are going to fucking take it.
Don't underestimate the instincts of other survivors.
It's true. That's the best part about The Walking Dead, is that the biggest problem is other people, not the zombies, you know? Because the people are The Walking Dead.
From what I've learned of like playing like zombie video games and whatnot, that grouping up doesn't actually work.
That kind of works.
Yeah, you can
depends
never
on your
trust
group,
anybody.
Really. Depends on your group size, yeah. You make a solid point.
You just end up being a loner. It's like, all you can trust is yourself.
Oh, yeah, in the end, yeah, it's pretty much all you can trust, yourself and potentially family. But that can go fuck.
I'm impressed, guys. Let's get right. This is 12 minutes in. I haven't mentioned anything about sex or
I know, and there was that great, like, 9-iron.
Yeah, come on.
Melissa said she'd take the 9-iron, and Corey said you'd break the shaft, and I was waiting for one of us to jump in.
Okay.
Yeah. Well,
sure that,
12 and a half minutes.
I'm sorry
so far
for anyone
got,
listening
yeah.
who's like, come on, talk about, say some dick jokes or talk about porno or something.
Ah, what can
fucking
you do?
Thing sucks!
You're going off on that right now.
So,
I love that,
Bill O'Reilly.
Oh, yeah, so what would you do? You keep moving?
No, I personally like my Costco idea.
Go hole up in a Costco?
Dude, I would become the king of Costco.
See, the problem with that is every other motherfucker would go to Costco too.
Would they?
Yeah, that's like, oh, I'd go rob a gun store if there's a zombie.
I'm gonna take
everybody would go rob a gun store. You can't go fucking do that.
Well, everybody can't rob a gun store and go to Costco at the same time.
And you boldly assume it. Well, Costco has guns.
Everybody's
gonna
go. Exactly, that's why Costco is the tits.
I would say.
You're boldly assuming that the owner of Costco isn't gonna be holding up in there with guns, like, fuck off, you know?
If I were the owner of Costco, that's what I would do. That would be smart.
Fair enough. Yeah, if you own Costco, you're set.
I'm going to apply at Costco tomorrow. Work my way to the top, and then in the event of the zombie apocalypse, I can shut down my own store and be
there
the king of Costco.
Can be Costco the governor
king,
of Costco.
Yeah.
That's right.
Jesus.
I will be a total prick. I'll be the dictator. I'll be the prick-tator of Costco.
There you go.
The governor.
Yeah.
I like it.
Oh, I would totally go governor. I'm going to keep people's heads in jars and all kinds of shit, dude. It's going to be great.
Fish tanks.
I bet they have fish tanks at Costco.
Yeah, in the aquarium aisle. Yeah. Yeah. Why not?
I honestly don't know what I would do, but I know that I have, I already have a bunch of camping supplies that I just keep around.
Camping?
Yeah.
That's bold, dude.
Ooh, a tent, dude? There's no zombie protection there. Unless you could hang it in a tree or something.
My thing would be
a suspended tent.
I'm trying to stay flexible with it. I don't really have a solid idea, but I think I would definitely get some kind of group going.
Oh, you got to have a group. You can't survive on your own.
Yeah, and then as a group, you kind of just kick around ideas. Kind of like what we're doing now.
It also sucks being responsible for other people, though. If
there was a zombie apocalypse, would we still do the show?
Yes,
every
of course.
Week. Every Wednesday, yeah.
We would create our own fucking internet, and
we'd
still put on the show.
We'd go hijack. We'd make a radio tower off Costco. And
a zombie bit Corey in the dick earlier. We're probably going to have to shoot him in the head later. But, you know, we have waxing coming up after that. So.
It's true. We'll be okay.
Yeah. Our bizarre food this week is Corey. So.
That is bizarre.
I don't have a bizarre food this week.
I think
week
I have to back out this week.
Get lips, guys.
I think I want to cool it on that bit. And, dude, you know, I'm trying to span out a little bit since I've been such a lazy fuck lately.
Yeah, it's true.
I would definitely say, as far as my zombie plan goes.
Go for it.
I'm going to grab a beer. Anybody need anything?
I'm good.
This is 2 seconds. I promise I'll be right back.
I'm thinking like cruise ship.
Cruise ship?
Yeah. I mean, not like.
How do you keep it running?
Not like far out of port or anything. Because you've got. So you have lifeboats that you can go in and out.
Just push it out a ways and then.
Yeah. And then just anchor up. Because
you
want to
talk about gas, dude. How are you going to keep a fucking cruise ship going?
Yeah, good point. See, the key.
Yeah, but you don't need gas.
Yeah, if you're just going to push it out and park it, put it on anchor.
But you can't just be stuck out there forever. You'd run out of resources.
You've got lifeboats. You've got lifeboats.
So, you would make runs into port and get shit and then go back out? That's not bad.
Like row in?
That's not terrible. Plus if people die.
You still need to power the ship and that requires gas.
Yeah, but
it's true. You need electricity. At least a little.
Or else you couldn't even raise and lower boats.
Yeah.
There's pulleys. You can do it by hand. In the event
be a pretty janky cruise ship.
I feel like, remember this carnival ship that was all, like, everything was all gnarly and smelled like gas and people living in horrible conditions? I feel like it would turn into that toot sweet.
Very sad. Very quick. Wow.
I think it...
What the fuck was I saying? It might have been... I forgot how to make words.
Having a stroke?
Use very your words, sad. Right?
Yeah. Fuck.
But I think that it's a viable option. I think it's doable.
It's not a terrible option.
That's working off the assumption.
Can zombies swim?
Exactly.
We don't know.
That's working off the assumption that
zombies can't
swim. Well,
if they're walking dead zombies, they can't.
So what we really need is a floating Costco. That's what I'm taking.
We're set, yeah.
With generators.
Yeah.
Jesus, do you even have a Costco
card? Generators.
No.
You're a pretty big fan of them. I
don't even know that I've ever been to the Costco.
I know my parents have Costco cards.
It's the place to go.
My parents are Sam's Club.
Maybe I grab Sam's if it's closer.
Hey, how far away? Wally World. Nah, never mind. But I was gonna say if you could only save one family member, which one would it be? It's a terrible question.
That's a bad question.
That's like which one's your favorite kid? You know, you're never gonna ask that.
Look, if I'm going logistically speaking,
yeah.
Of course I would go with my brother. He's the most physically competent.
Okay, that being said,
most likely to survive.
We're sorry.
That means a lot, because your brother seems pretty stupid.
John's kind of, you know, scatterbrained.
I don't know that you could stand.
He'd be a zombie before I even got to L.A.
I understand that he rips a lot of ass.
That's true.
Yeah.
That you guys want to hear a fart real quick? Come on, we need some toilet humor right here.
Sure, man.
I'll play a fart.
Do you have one queued up?
Yeah. My brother likes to email me his farts all the time, and I was like, well, you know, they sound pretty funny, so I'll play one on the show just so people can hear it.
That's the Ebeling family, everybody.
It is. Yeah. And I'm impressed. John would have been great at Ass Masters, that bit they used to do on Lex and Terry.
But that's also a great segue into something Corey and I have.
Really? You and Corey have something?
I have a story from this past weekend that I want to talk about once we do this.
All right, well, let's get to a post-fart.
I was going to hope you start a story, and then I can play farts. The number of farts you can squeeze out in one session is impressive.
John Ebeling.
Yeah, he's like a human metronome.
All right, here, I'll give him one more.
All right.
The one that Zach and I enjoy this one the most, just because you can hear his roommate trying to watch TV in the background. It makes it funny. All
right.
What's he doing?
The number of farts is impressive that he's able to squeeze out in one session. There you go, John. You got your fucking plug.
Yeah, you got your shout out, man.
Yeah, the comedy of John Ebeling. Very sophisticated.
All right.
Hope everybody enjoyed.
So really quick, would your strategy change at all if they were rage virus 28 days later zombies?
Yeah, then you're totally fucked.
Right? Yeah, that's what I thought. You might as well blow your brains out.
I think my Costco thing still works if you barricade the fuck out of it.
Yeah, that's solid.
Yeah, if you solidly reinforce the...
But all it takes is one person in my Costco to die and then come back. And
that's the problem with The Walking Dead. The thing you got to remember about pulling up...
That's right, 28 days later, not everybody who dies comes back, though.
Is it has to be just as good at, like, a barricade. You have to have just as good an exit to get the fuck out. You have to have a back door always.
Right. That's one of the rules in Zombieland 2, isn't it?
Yeah, you always have to
have an exit strategy.
Exactly. You always have to be ready to fucking go at a moment's notice, no matter what happens.
Which seemed kind of funny to me, by the way, when they're in the grocery store and... Are they in a grocery store? Yeah. And Zombieland did that part, and he's like, always have an escape plan. And he, like, pops the door open with a rock, and it's like, didn't you also just technically open the door for zombies to walk in?
Yep.
I think the front door is open as well, but...
Yeah. It's a shit escape plan, but it's an escape plan.
It is an escape plan.
Yeah.
Couldn't you have just the same run out that door? I mean...
God, yeah.
Why would you need to prop it open with a rock first?
Yeah, I know,
because
right?
if... Potentially, if you have to run out the door and then back in the door... The rock.
Why would you do that?
I know what you mean, yeah. Once you open the door and the rock's gone.
Well, I was going to say you're running out for a reason. Why would you turn around and go back in?
More zombies outside than inside.
But I think you could tell that before the door closed.
Yeah, that's a solid point.
But if the rock is still in the way of the door doesn't close.
Our generic grocery store is a shit place to hide in a zombie apocalypse. Costco's the way to go. Or cruise ship. Or Costco cruise ship.
Costco cruise ship is what I'm getting. It's not what I can conclude. It's by far the best.
The cruise ship Costco.
Corey, does your topic have something to do with farts? That would be cool.
It does. What do you got? I open with a question. Have any of y'all ever just destroyed a public bathroom.
See, I don't shit in public, so I can't weigh in much here, but I'd love to hear about people shitting.
I mean, yeah. You just asked me if I've ever taken a big shit in a public bathroom.
Yeah, that's what he's asking.
I think I'm going to have to say yes, I have.
He wants to talk about explosively dominating
shit. To the
shit.
Capacity where when somebody else opened the door to come in to use that bathroom,
all right, like, to where it looks like, yeah, it's like a complete disaster. Like, it's like the car in Pulp Fiction.
We covered this in the first few handful of episodes. It's like, the biggest thing when you go to take a shit in a public bathroom is like, you're going to just blow ass like a trumpet first thing, right?
Yeah.
Big fart. Gun to your head, couldn't squeak that out.
We were trying to squeak out a solid fart and it's like,
yeah.
Every time that shit.
Every time. So, I mean, that's happened. And that sucks. I mean, one time, the one that really comes to mind, my issue with shitting in public is I can do it as long as there's like nobody else in the bathroom. That's my big go-to because it's like, people hearing me shit weirds me out.
Me too.
So, I can do it just like, if it's empty for like 10 seconds, I'm fine.
I think we can all agree there's nothing better than living, like, if you're completely alone in your place and getting this, going to the bathroom and have like completely not have to worry about it at all, dude. Just
exactly.
Completely blow it up. That's the greatest.
You're right.
Sometimes I'll even rip a huge fart and I laugh. I'm like, ha. That was a good one, dude.
Wow. Pat yourself on the back,
my
right there on
like,
the can.
In the morning, I like wake up, I like rip a huge fart, like, and I'm like, oh, dude, that was at least a 7.8. Like, that was solid fart. Well, and then sometimes I wake up and it's like, and I'm like, ah, 4.2.
Like
that sucks.
Your made up fart scale, like the Richter scale.
It's like a 1 through 10 scale.
Gotcha.
Except I added the decimals just, you know, to give me a little bit more leeway.
Well, I had an episode this past weekend that would have made John blush.
No way.
Shut up.
Let's hear it.
Well, I was going to see a movie with my friends. I saw Fast and Furious 6.
How was it?
It was pretty good. I'm not sure about the second half because I was absolutely dying. Because
you had to shit so bad?
I wasn't sure what the deal was. I think I'd eaten Mexican food beforehand, and I
sounds like
I
that's was, what the deal
that'll
was.
Do it.
I was dying on the inside. I was
gotta
in
be careful
serious
with the Mexican.
Pain throughout the entire second half, and I was feeling like, God, there is something wrong with me. So bad cramps. I wanted to run to the bathroom, but I also didn't want to miss it. So I waited until credits fall.
But that's what it was, like the classic cramps, like the gurgling, like, oh, fuck.
Them stomach hurting pains.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was on my way to the bathroom.
That's the worst,
and
man.
I should say that I felt against the top of my stomach, and it felt hard. It felt solid. I was like, Jesus Christ.
Major bloating.
Of fucking air.
Anyway, gaseous anomalies.
I got to the bathroom, sat down, and just fucking unleashed. And I have to say,
was there a big fart first, or was it instant, like, shit goes everywhere?
It was a gigantic fart. And what I have to say about it is, I could not hold my breath longer than I could fart. I had to take several deep breaths while it kept going.
Was anybody else in there?
A lot of people. This is a public bathroom in the theater
just let out
right after a movie let out.
Oh,
it was
man.
Full in there.
So wait, you stayed through the whole second half of the movie?
Yeah, in pain.
That's impressive.
Trooper. But yeah, once I got in there, it was like it had to have
you
been like
really
a
liked
longer,
that movie then.
A longer than a minute fart.
Nice.
Because I had to catch my breath a couple of times, and I still wasn't done yet.
That's nuts.
I've done. That.
But when the actual shit came out, was it like an explosive shit?
Yeah.
Was it like classic diuretes, like just the liquid chunk mix?
It wasn't. It wasn't. There
was
no.
It,
it, was, it wasn't diuretes. It was still pretty solid, but it was.
It was solid,
fucking,
but was it kind of creamy?
No. It was like it was just chunky. But
that's weird. Mexican for me usually makes it straight. It's like hot lava liquid.
I don't know what the deal is. Yeah, usually it's like extremely liquid. But it
like
just stunk.
Peeing out of your ass.
Horrible.
Oh, yeah,
horrible.
What are you going to do?
I cleared the bathroom.
Did you
out.
Courtesy flush a few times at least? I always do.
No.
I try to start flushing before the poop's even completely out of my asshole.
I've done that a couple times.
This
yeah.
is a preemptive,
yeah,
like, dude.
No.
I also do this move where I raise my ass up like a foot off the toilet and I flush like this. Like really high because I don't like to feel the backsplash of the water and shit mix on my butt.
Deflect all the particles off your ass.
Yeah, like I flush it out, like raise up in the air like that.
Whenever I do the
courtesy
flush,
it's like doing a kickflip.
Yeah.
Whenever I do the
it is. It's like a trick, dude. Like hang ten.
Whenever I do the courtesy flush, I always stand all the way up to do it.
Oh,
so I don't get anything on myself.
What if you drip mud on like the you know somewhere?
Because then you have to sit back down and then you're just.
Because my brother, like he had the worst strategy ever because he shits all the time. He had, like, one of the liquid gnarly
like
shits.
Like the rest of us.
And he,
I mean.
Well, yeah. But, like, instead of using my strategy, which I think is great.
Yeah.
The raising your ass up off and flushing. He stood up, like Corey, and closes the lid to flush so that it doesn't see. He thinks it sprays shit everywhere. And he's, the one time he was telling me that he did that, and he totally fucking dripped mud on the toilet seat. Like, on the lid.
This is the dude.
Like, dude, I'm not going to risk dripping shit anywhere in my bathroom.
This is the dude that holds his phone up to his ass and rips ass all over it.
It's actually his iPad, but yeah, same thing.
And he closes the lid because you're afraid of shit particles.
Yeah, yeah. You make a solid point. You'd think such a person wouldn't give a fuck.
I do close the lid when I courtesy flush, if I can.
While shitting?
Yeah, but...
I don't get that's such a process.
Courtesy flush, I wipe first.
I go the opposite way from your brother. Instead of putting the lid down, I just like sit on it and like, all right, I gotta take one for the team and just like flush. And it's like, well, particles aren't going anywhere, so
I'm gonna take a shower.
Not going in the air. So.
I'm gonna take a shower after this anyway.
You guys remember the season that you may remember this, Zach, in the first season of Dexter when that guy has a death rattle and like spits blood on his face and he like wipes it off and then later goes to his office and like sprays the luminol and like puts the black light and you can see all these spots that he never noticed were there. Yeah. I feel like that's what my ass is like, except with shit particles. Like if I did that, there'd be spots. There'd be one like on the back of my neck or something. Like
I feel like it's a necessary. Look
like freckles just all over you.
Yeah.
Like, oh no.
Look like a leopard. I can't risk that. That's fucking vile.
Oh, Christ.
I've definitely had one of those experiences like Corey where I've cleared a bathroom before.
You see, that's why you wait for everybody to leave first.
I just couldn't wait.
It was one of those moments in my life where I'm standing there and I'm waiting in line to get into a toilet because I'm like, I have got to go.
Yeah.
Like, now.
I'm still thinking the stench was impressive, but I'm still more impressed by just the amount of time
the audio.
I farted.
At a moment like that, when I was in line, I was standing there seriously considering I should just shit in the sink.
Oh, yeah, dude. I've got to take one for the team. The best ones are when you have to shit so bad that you're like, all right, fuck it, I'm just going to, you know, blast one, just trumpet. And, like, you go in, you go to do it, and just, like, nothing, just completely silent.
Oh, that's
you're like,
type
your words, just like, yeah!
Sometimes, yeah, that has actually, on the rare occasion happen, we're like, oh, dude, I'm just gonna blast the biggest fucking fart of this, and it's just like,
nothing. It's like, good. Really? How was that bad?
I never had one of those when I need one.
Yeah, no.
Dude, I thought I was in hell once. I was driving, I had beer can chicken at my parents', which I've had a million times, and then for some reason, like, on the way home, like, I started getting the rumbles, and I was like, holy shit, dude, like, this is bad. And it was the gut-wrenching fucking stomach cramps that you know means you're gonna blow it up straight diuretes as soon as you get home, like, this is the worst.
Yeah.
And I'm driving on 1830, man, and it keeps going, and I'm just like, dude, this road never ends. Like, I swear to God, I've been on this road so many times, I'm like, dude, what if I died and this is my hell? Like, I have to shit so bad I just can never get home. Like,
dude.
The road never ends. Like, I never get to where I need to go. That would be horrible.
Don't say that.
I had that situation after I left the theater that same night. I was driving back to my parents' house, and I was like, oh God, it's creeping up again. I'm doing 80 down the highway now. I need to get home.
If hell was you driving down the road waiting to take a shit, then you just gotta take one for the team and shit your pants.
What if you couldn't?
What do you mean, what if you couldn't?
What if your sphincter's sewn shut while you're driving? I don't know.
That would suck.
What if you physically just couldn't?
Yeah.
Kind of like how I couldn't move that time when I had the sleep paralysis.
Right. You know, at this point in my life, I'm not so much... It's not so much the smell or the amount, like the volume of a shit, like how much it sounds. It's how much shit there actually is that gets me. Like, turn around, I'm like, God damn. Like, what the fuck? What is that?
I thought about taking a pic sometimes, too. And I've had, like, an unbelievably huge dinner with, like, tons of vegetables. And the next day, it's just, like, the biggest dump I've ever seen. I'm like, dude, this is impressive. Like, I need to share this with someone. But
do you always look before you flush?
I don't know.
Always.
Always. You don't?
A lot of times I don't. When I can tell it's been, like, something really impressive, then I'll stop and take a look. And be like,
wow! I've always had this little fear that, like, I'll take a huge shit, and I'll, like, turn around, there'll be, like, a razor blade sticking out. I'll be like, oh, fuck. Like, good thing I'm not dead, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know.
I look and there's a thumb sticking out of my poop. Like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Oh, I've been had. I don't know, man.
My food.
I think my Elise is one of those people who found a thumb in her chili at Wendy's once.
No way.
No.
That was fake. That turned out to be fake.
Yeah.
Here's a question.
Go for it.
Have you ever used anything else to wipe?
Oh, damn it. No, we only have a minute left before break. This is a good topic.
We'll run over a little bit. Come on, let's hit it.
Yeah, let's just run over a little bit.
But I want to jump in. All right. I want to talk about this. All right. You know, we'll do it. We'll do this one right now.
Go. We'll do it live. Yeah.
Fuck it. We'll do it live.
We're doing it live.
Do it live. Fucking thing sucks.
All right. Kevin, you ever wiped your ass with anything other than toilet paper?
Yeah. Magazine. Game Informer.
Yeah. Clorox.
Circa 1999.
What are you going to do?
Oh, and Clorox. How could I forget?
Game Informer. Jesus.
Yep, that was an absolute fucking emergency, dude. I even got up
with... Did you really?
I had to get up off the toilet with a shitty ass and went and, like, looked underneath the cabinet, because at my parents' house, we have a Jack and Jill bathroom where there's, like, a toilet, and there's, through one door, there's a sink, through the other door, there's a sink. Two doors on either side of me.
Nice.
So I go through the first door, look under the sink, with a shitty ass. No toilet paper. And I'm like, fuck. Well, there was a 50-50 shot. I picked the wrong one. Go to the other one, still no toilet paper. And there's no way I'm going to start running around my house with a shitty ass. The only thing I had, I was actually reading a Game Informer. Vice City on the cover.
Still pants down?
Did you wipe with Vice City?
Yeah. No, not the cover.
Okay, well, did you switch to a paper?
I probably
like
wiped with
game.
The Vice City spread. No, I'm kidding. Vice City was an article I particularly enjoyed, so I probably used something else.
Like an ad or something?
Yeah, yeah.
This was worth it.
So, it was like a Newport ad. They used to have cigarette ads.
Yeah.
So did you wipe your ass with a magazine and then still read it later?
Yes.
Nice.
Did you, like, rip the pages out and flush them down the toilet?
Well, what I did was I would rip pieces off the pages that I was doing and use that.
Nice.
And then once it cleaned enough where I thought it was deemed walk-worthy, you know, then I got up and went and found some actual DP. I didn't just, like, do a full session with the Game Informer and then pull my pants back. I'm good to go and wash my hands and, you know, go back to my everyday life.
Corey?
I've never been caught in a situation where I couldn't find toilet paper.
It's your topic, asshole.
Yeah. Actually, it's mine. Melissa's.
Oh, wow. But, Melissa better have something fucking great then.
But I do used to live in my parents' house where I have the upstairs to myself and they have the downstairs. So
you talked about rubbing one out that
time
up there.
Caught jacking off, right?
Yeah.
But I can walk to another bathroom with my pants still down and try and find toilet paper.
Yeah.
So I've never been caught not being able to find toilet
Close,
paper.
Close, but you've always...
Yeah.
I've also used supply. Napkins, paper towels, and Kleenex.
I've used paper towels.
Yeah, I've used Kleenex.
And Kleenex is actually even better. Like, wow, dude. This is like giving my asshole a treat. Like,
especially the Kleenex that has aloe in it.
Oh,
yes.
It's great. They teepee me with lotion. I'm like, why is it teepee like this? This is the best. Why does my asshole not deserve better? Why does my asshole not deserve the tissues?
I use Charmin Plus, so it does get treatment.
Yep, that's what I use.
Nice.
Good treatment.
Melissa? It's still not as good, though.
What's the weirdest thing you've ever wiped with?
Okay, I was at somebody else's house, and I'm, like, looking around, no toilet paper. I open all the cabinets with, you know, shitty ass, trying to find toilet paper, or Kleenex, or paper towels, shit, anything.
Game Informer, something.
Yes, anything.
Even a magazine rack.
The closest thing I could, the only thing I could find, it was like a solid white hand towel.
Oh, light hand towel.
I wish Sage Jack was here. He all had his ass with the towels once too.
I met some guy, like some guy I just went on a date with's house. And I'm like, oh,
fuck this guy.
Fuck, he's not close. Like I said his name, I like hollered out. And
are you still dating this guy?
No.
I wonder why.
But I was like, I yelled his name or whatever to see if he could go find me.
And this guy was like 40?
No.
All right.
And he was like downstairs or something. He was like away. And I couldn't, I was like, this is an emergency. Shit, I'm going to have to use one of your towels.
What'd you do with it?
I threw it in the trash.
Oh, at least try to flush it.
I don't know.
No,
there's got to be a better. I would have burned it.
Then you're gonna back up the toilet.
There's gotta
got to
be a better
problems.
Way than that.
Yeah, but then you have a shit towel in the trash.
Stink.
Yeah, they're gonna come in the next day and be like, "Why does it smell like ass in here? Oh my god, somebody's shit in a towel." You know, you don't want to experience.
Yeah,
that.
Yeah, but they never know who it's gonna be. I had somebody leave an Upper Decker in one of my parents' bathrooms.
That's shitty. Literally.
I think if I couldn't find toilet paper, I would probably use like a hand towel or something, and then I would then fold it up as best I could and try and find some sort of...
A plastic bag or something to seal it off.
I'd say some sort of trash can like in the backyard or something.
Would you ever...
Throw it over the fence even.
Yeah, sure.
Would you ever just be a man and use your hand?
No.
Never.
I don't think I could bring myself to do
even it. If you had like a sink and soap, I mean, right there.
I think I would stick my ass in the sink.
Come on.
Yeah.
I jumped in the shower. I washed my ass.
I had a story that he did that.
But if I'm wearing clothes, I'd rather rip my shirt off and use that.
Oh, right. I like use your boxers.
So in the event that I'm completely ass naked and have to shit and have no means of wiping my ass, yes, I would use my hands. It's the worst case.
Gotcha. Good
answer. Wouldn't just get in the shower or stick your ass in the sink? I mean,
sticking my ass in the sink, I don't see how I'm going to be able to get my cornhole washed.
Yeah,
exactly. I don't know if I could stick my ass in a sink.
Yeah, I don't think there's no way that's
physically possible.
You just don't want it bad enough.
All right, look, I'm going to call it at 34. Ass. We're going to take a break. We will be right back on the Status Bro Show.
The Status Bro Show. Picking up what you're putting down right after this.
All right, welcome back to the Status Bro Show. I feel like we are in fine form tonight. That's what I was trying to say earlier. For some reason, I fucked it up. But first off, I think it's time to get into our physical bit. I think it's time to do some waxing. Who wants to get waxed?
I do.
Is everybody here willing to get waxed? Yeah, at least on some area or another?
I think so.
Now, who wants to go first?
We're not necessarily talking about getting your balls waxed, right?
I might.
Yeah, really?
I was thinking I might go, if we get really nuts with it, I might go for the taint.
We gotta get nuts first, I mean.
Well, you mean I have to do the nuts first, or do you mean no. We have to get nuts
You
first?
Say we have to get really nuts, if we get really nuts with it, I was like, well, we gotta get there first.
So I know, that's right.
Slow your roll, man.
I want a shotgun of beer so bad. I want
it'd be okay.
You're right. No, I don't need that.
All right, well, Melissa's going
first. I'm just
going
to enjoy my tea. Wait, how did Melissa go first? She's a chick.
Yeah, it's because she never does anything. She's got to do one. I mean, she didn't get taste.
Waxing
she doesn't eat bizarre food.
Chick.
You got to be a part of it, man.
Melissa
come on.
Doesn't have a large accumulation of hair anywhere.
Okay.
That we know.
We have lots.
No, I don't.
So you're saying she doesn't have to do the bit?
No, she doesn't have to do the bit. I'm going to do it, though.
But it doesn't make sense. Waxing for a chick isn't a funny bit. Dude, waxing is fun.
Well, she should go first. We'll get all ready for it.
You want me to go first? I'll go first.
Yeah, okay.
I've never gone first before. Hold on a second. Let me grab the box.
It's right here.
Oh, sorry.
I have
it. Giving a reluctant yes to this.
Which reminds me,
I really don't want to do it.
You wanted to get tased.
Yeah, I like electricity. I knew that beforehand.
I was buying this at fucking CVS today and felt a little bit awkward.
Oh,
I said
shit.
To the guy...
Those strips are white as shit, dude.
Oh my god.
Why do people have to say things to you when you're buying stuff? I mean, like with condoms. I had that one story. But this guy, he says... So he's doing some waxing, huh? I'm like, seriously, dude? Like, why would you fucking say... I just instinctively...
With condoms?
Just to be a wise ass, the guy's like, you're doing some waxing, huh? And I was like, yeah, I have to wax my ass. Dead. Didn't say anything else,
nice.
Dude. Just fucking swiped my card and walked out. I'm like, that's right, bitch. Don't fuck with me today.
You just been quick. Dude, some wax. But yeah, your mom wanted me to pick these up for
her. Hey, Melissa, what is all this bullshit? Pre-wax wipe?
Yeah, you want the area to be clean.
Sterile.
Why?
Because the wax might not take if it's not. And then you have to do it more than once.
All right. Look, I think I want to go for an area that I feel will hurt bad. An area with sensitive skin. I want to go on, like, my inner thigh.
Okay.
I mean, because I just feel like
that. Is that because you feel like it'll hurt? Or because you feel like it'll be...
Hey, finishing oil?
Nobody will notice.
That's soothing oil? So
finishing oil?
I might use this for something else later.
I'll be finishing
oil. Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay, as soon as I saw the word finishing, I was like, yep.
Let me see the box so I can post it on Facebook.
Pictures.
Okay. These pre-wax wipes, because I guess I had to use one on my thigh.
Shit,
I thought I faggot doing that.
Aw, I just want to do a little area. That strip's fucking huge.
Seriously, those are
you
gigantic.
You don't have to put the whole strip on.
Well, I feel like I have to.
No. Ooh, do I have to? Okay, I'll do the whole. Oh, fuck. This is going to suck,
God.
Dude. Why did I think
this
was a good
God.
Idea? I picked a hell of a night to not do quick.
And see, the bitch of it is you guys wore shorts. I wore jeans, and I'm not going to fucking strip on the air, so I got to do, like, my arm.
I probably should have given you guys a heads up.
You probably should have, just a little bit. We could have worn, like, basketball shorts.
All right, I'm going to slip my
I know you
short
don't.
Leg up a little
I seriously
bit.
Don't mind
don't
stripping
get too
on
excited,
air.
Guys.
Oh, no, you definitely need to use the wipe. Oh, do you
I got it.
Nothing I've never seen before.
In fact, let me bring the trash can out just so I can throw this stuff away a little bit.
Are you going to pull it off yourself or have somebody else do it?
No, I'm going to have somebody else do it.
Sweet.
Because it's funnier that way.
I'll do your leg.
All right. Melissa, get some good pics of this. I'm applying the wipe to my leg. There
oh,
you go.
Shit.
Don't get too excited.
I
got you.
You're good.
Thanks, yeah. buddy.
Hold on. Let me get the camera out.
All right. How long does that have to hold a side like this?
All right. I like that I'm holding your fucking foot up in the air. Propping it up.
I feel pretty properly pre-waxed.
You're wiping your thigh. Oh,
okay.
Man.
I'm not even going to read the instructions. Fuck it.
No, you should read the instructions.
Fuck it.
I feel
we're
like
going bare nips.
Hey,
we're
you
men.
Don't even have to read. They have pictures.
Oh, well, there you go.
So it's kind of idiot-proof then.
It's like a picture book.
Oh, God. It's like that feeling like right before you're about to get a shot or something, you know? Like with the.
All right. You rub it. Rub it first before you separate. It says rub. Like get it warm, I guess.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
Just
add
warm
stuff.
It.
Oh shit, gotta finish.
Oh god, I'm gonna come. Hold on. Should be nice and toasty.
Oh man.
Zach's still holding my butt.
You have very nice feet.
This
let
is
me
blatantly homoerotic, but
you don't have any like weird fucking foot diseases, do you?
Not that I know of.
Good.
I see a spot on your pinky toe.
Oh, that's when I stub my I do that a lot when I'm drinking. I stub my toe up. Okay, now I'm peeling this apart. What's my next step?
Separate.
I thought you didn't want to look at the
instructions. And smooth on in direction of hair growth.
Which, does it matter which side, or are they both equally...
I think they're both equally...
All right, well, then we'll save one.
Both rip-off patches.
Oh, Jesus. Should I go length or width-wise? What do you guys think?
Horizontal or vertical?
I'd lay it that way.
This way?
Yeah, dude. Smooth on in direction of hair growth. You totally didn't do that. You completely disregarded
it. It doesn't matter. Fuck it.
Is it cold?
No, it's very warm, actually.
Fuck. It doesn't say how long you gotta wait. It just says do it, dude. It says smooth on in direction of hair growth and pull off close to the skin.
All right. Zach, are you gonna go from down here up?
Which way?
I think you should go rip up.
Yeah, get the gravity going against it.
God, I need a beer. Maybe I might have a beer.
How many have you had?
Two. Two tallies.
Go get a beer. Let it smooth out.
All right. Yeah. God, this sucks.
Give it time to sit there.
Dude, you'll be fine. Feel how bad this is going to suck.
You'll be fine.
Dude, those are huge patches. I don't know.
Yeah, those are fucking huge. I'm a little bothered by that. Here, wait. Maybe I should put one on and then we'll rip each other's off at the same time. Maybe we should go that way.
What?
I don't know how organized that would be. Yeah.
Dude, no. Part of your patch is already coming.
I want to get it over. I just want to get it done.
All right.
Zach, do it. Like,
are you taking
up a
fucking video? No. Don't take a video.
Zach, go as fast as you possibly can, please. No, you can take a video of this.
Hey, I'm an expert in waxing, okay? I got this.
Wait, let's get some video. I've never
fucking done this
here.
Before in my life.
To everyone listening, I'm about to wax my upper thigh.
Where do you... Okay.
God, dude, this is such a sensitive area, too, man. Like, this sucks.
Seriously, you wanted to put it there.
Oh, man. All right. All right, put your hand on it. Don't touch my dick. And I'm going to count down. I'm going to do a 3, 2, 1.
You're going to
count
down?
Yes, I'm going to count down.
Okay, 3, 2, okay, is it a lethal weapon?
Right? It's lethal weapon. 3, 2, 1, go.
3, 2, 1, go.
Yes.
Right, not 3, 2, go.
Gotcha. I will say go, even.
I'm fucking nervous for you, man. My hands are shaking.
Seriously, my pulse is elevated right now. Jesus.
All right. 3, 2, 1, go.
That kind of works.
You know what? It's not. It hurts worse after you do it.
That's what the soothing oil is for.
Yeah, hit up
the finishing oil.
No. Dude, I thought I didn't even get all the hair there. Let's do one more.
All
right. Suono mas. I'm going to really get it on there.
Rewarm
this time.
I don't know
if
you can.
I can rewarm it. Just rub it now.
Go ahead, Zach. Give it a nice rub. It's too bad your mom's not here.
Oh, going a little high on the thigh there, aren't you? Yeah.
Fuck. Dude, I'm going to go for something more vital after this, like the leg, because this area is not that bad.
Yeah, it wasn't bad. You seem pretty okay.
I want to make sure I get it all this time.
Yeah.
All right, do
Jesus.
It.
Jesus.
Ready?
Yeah, yeah, 3, 2, 1, go. 3, 2, 1, go.
You want me to count?
Do it.
All right, 3, 2.
Oh, what the fuck? Shit!
You're not supposed to be ready.
Oh, man. Kind of smells good.
You know what? I don't get that much. I feel like... I can do better than this. Let's do something more gnarly. Who wants to go next?
I'll go next.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. I gotta do my arms. So
I did get video of that. It's only about a minute of video. And I did horizontal video.
There you go. Thank God.
Because look at all the pictures. Like, they all turned out really
good. I don't think we even need these pre-wax wipes. Fuck that shit, dude.
I would err on the side of caution.
What are we fucking...
I'll always be that guy.
I'm not going to be a fucking Nancy, dude. The next one, I'm not using it.
You'll err on the side of caution?
And use the...
Swinging wipe. Clubs in a lightning storm?
If you guys don't mind, I might do my taint, man.
You're seriously thinking about it?
I am really thinking about it.
Yeah, well... You might want to save that till after the
no
show.
No pictures or
gone.
Videos of that, though.
Yeah.
That will be strictly...
Yeah. You have to face the wall if you're going to do that, and then...
Well, you have to pull it off.
I was going to say, who's going to rip it off?
Pull it off with your mouth. Let me warm up your strips for you, buddy.
I don't think we're quite there yet. All right.
No. Get excited.
We're not that friendly.
You know, I'm not going to lie. You took that like a champ. You didn't make it seem like it hurts at all.
I know. It wasn't as bad as... I mean, it sucks, but I'm going to do something more vital next time.
Fair enough.
I'm thinking about what I have to do.
All right, now. I got to do my arm, but I want it to be a place that's not...
Arm?
Conspicuous, but I can't do...
You have hardly any hair on there.
You want me to pull my pants down? Yeah?
Roll your pant leg up.
Yeah, man. Roll your pant leg up. Just do your calf and thigh.
That's shorts. What if I'm wearing shorts? I'm going to look like a jackass.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. There we go. Because, see, I think I'm going to end up doing the leg.
That's it.
If you want to go multi, I'll do the leg also. We'll both do the leg at the same time. Does that make you feel better?
Yeah, a little bit.
All right. This is a much more hairy area, so...
Ah, fuck. Okay, so do I pick it? Nice.
Dude, Corey's got to do the stomach, man. Dude.
So do I. That's what I have to do. I have to do the stomach.
All right.
I guess I'm going to do inside of the calf, because that's a little harder
to see. I
want to
do, like, the space between the calf and the shin is where, like, most hair accumulates, I feel like.
Yeah, well, I got plenty of surface area here, so, well, fuck, let me use this wipe here.
I have to say, though, man, that hurt, but it wasn't as bad as the taser.
This is going to blow. This is a lot more hair than on my fucking arm, dude.
Here, take your wax.
Give me a second. Fuck.
Hurry up. Right. We're fucking around. Trying to be professional.
Jesus. Trying to do a professional radio show.
Yeah.
I'm not talking that much. I'm just living in fear over here.
Jesus. This is bad, man. I don't know.
I didn't realize you guys were doing it together.
Yeah, we're doing it together. Yeah. Oh, I can already feel that this is going to suck way more than the last one did. Look at the hair through
there. Okay, you guys have to pull them off one at a time.
I think we should go multi.
Because I'm doing video and I can't get both of you doing it at the same time.
All video's boring. Come on. It might be okay for the taser, but I don't know how the reaction's going to be.
Videos for fags. No, I'm kidding. It's
oddly soothing because this doesn't hurt at all. You know?
No, right now it's great. Yeah.
Yeah,
well, Zach has to go first since I've already done two.
I have to do
God,
first.
Dude, it's really setting in now. Now...
Ooh, yeah, that's on there good. It's not coming off. You know, fuck it. I'll get in the shower, wash it off.
It's like doing a temporary tattoo, you know?
At this point, do you think you could even wash this off, or is it like, it's coming off, you know, you gotta rip it, or you're
Oh, I think you gotta rip it, probably.
Yeah. I think it's on there so good, it's like, there's nothing you can do.
Oh. Let's let it sit for just a minute, because I want it to be as painful as possible.
Yeah, let it sink it. Fuck you!
Let it simmer for just a minute, man.
You already did two. At least you have a frame of reference. I have no fucking clue.
Y'all start bleeding.
We're not gonna start bleeding.
I feel like if I did my tan, it might bleed, or my ball sack.
Ball sack might. Yeah, what if you like you pulled it, but it's like stretchy, so you like gets halfway and just and like rips something?
That's what I'm worried about. Is when like the actual yanking motion might like, jerk my ball sack. You know.
You
that would really hurt.
Bullshit.
Yeah, you can never be too cautious when it comes to balls.
That's right.
Corey, once we're done, what are you going to do next? What's your first
stomach.
Move? You're going to do stomach?
That's funny. Yeah. I have a mosquito bite on here under the wax, and I know when I pull that, it's either going to feel great because I'm not going to have to itch it anymore. It's going to feel terrible, and I'm going to have to itch it like crazy.
No, no.
We're going to find out. It'll be okay.
God, what the
fuck? Ready?
How's that beer working out?
I mean, I don't even know that I need it.
We have to pull our own. Our
No, I'm going to pull yours.
All right, I'll pull yours?
Mm-hmm.
All right, cool.
All right, let me lean over so I can pull the wax off of Mr. Lewis here.
Oh, fuck, I'm going to go first. Well, technically, you went first.
Twice. Yeah, dude, I did two, man. Give me a break.
All right. Are you going to go that way?
You want me to count it?
I'd like you to count it, yeah.
3, 2, 1, go? Do it the same way you did, you piece of shit?
Dude, go for it.
3, 2, 1, 1.5, go!
Oh, shit!
Oh! Oh, God, I'm touching your hair! Ah, oh, gross! Ah, it's stuck to me! Get out of here! Ah, it's stuck to my finger! Dude, what the fuck is that? There's like a clumpy piece of like hair
that's
slash wax right there.
What the fuck is that?
I'm not touching it. Jack, pick it up. I don't want that.
I think it's a piece of shoe.
Yeah, it's a piece of shoe.
Oh, thank God.
Oh man, that sucked. No,
dude, yeah, not for
you
to
smell it.
No, I don't. Get the fuck out of my face.
Yeah, dude, that was weak. Give me another one of those.
Wait, pull mine.
All right.
Okay, hold on.
Ah, and do it all the way. Don't puss out like I apparently did. Some little bitch.
Asshole.
Just don't even count it. Just do it. Yeah. Oh, God. That wasn't as bad. Let's get more nasty.
Yeah, it didn't even go off.
Let's get gross. Let's let Corey do his stomach, man.
All right. Fuck. Give me some of that lube.
Yeah.
That sucks.
We're running out of wipes, so.
Yeah, but you've still got wax stuck in your hair.
I know. That's the worst part.
Shit's all over my fingers and whatnot.
Nice.
Oh, man.
Over the belly button?
I gotta say, Corey's got a lot of brown sugar on his belly, man. This is gonna be the best one yet.
Straight down? Good for you.
Let me warm it up for you.
There you go.
Warm it up, baby. There we go.
Oh, shit.
You're gonna be fine. That was so tame, dude.
It was so tame. The shin was way worse than the inner thigh. I mean, not nearly as bad as the inner thigh, but even the inner thigh wasn't that bad. Like, I think
I'm really thinking these things are weak as shit because it didn't get all the hair, so it's like, waxing must be worse than this.
Yeah,
but
they
dude,
wax
it sucks that the wax is like,
when
stuck all over me.
Hot wax.
Yeah.
Because the wax is hot, so it burns first, and then they rip it off. And
are we missing a step in these directions here? Like,
no, it says rub.
Because, dude, I would have to do like 12 of these to rip all these hairs out.
How much did this cost?
I just pulled out some
like 13 bucks.
I don't know if that's cheap or not. I don't know what the going rate on wax supply is.
It costs 15 to get my eyebrows waxed. wax.
Somebody's gonna have to do something that sucks, like your taint or gooch.
Okay,
or,
well, I want to finish my leg here. So give me the other half of that. I'll finish this.
All right, let's go.
Somebody's gotta do chest or something too, man, or nipple. I'll do nip.
I'll do nip.
All right. Zach and I we're going bare nips. All right. Oof. It's nice and gooey.
You can go left or right.
I'm gonna go right.
Right? I go left.
I feel like my left is more sensitive. Here, go ahead and slap that on there, partner. Dude, the thing that sucks is like the wax is still like, how do I get this shit off?
You have to just wash it off.
You gotta do another one, that's how.
Well, I can do that.
That's what I'm doing. It's like, well, this sucks, so it's still gotta come off.
Alright, I'm gonna do another one then too. I'm gonna slap another one on the leg. I wanna actually rip some hair out.
How many of those are left?
A fuck ton. There's like a whole stack left.
And we're almost out of this set.
Yours looks like a poster.
Oh, man.
Rub that on there.
Yeah, lather it up, dude. Let's let them sit for a minute, you know, let you guys, let it incubate.
Let all the wax really sink in there.
God, this is the most grotesque my trash can has ever looked, by the way.
We've got all this human hair.
Make sure we get video.
What do the directions actually say? You're supposed to go with the grain or against the grain?
Oh, who gives a fuck?
Make sure we get video of Kevin chuking when he tries to take the trash out after the show.
At least, you know, the wax actually smells kind of good.
Yeah, this is tame, dude. Corey's looks like a hairy iPhone cover.
Yeah,
dude, Corey's doesn't look that tame, man.
Corey's looks like it's going
to
be fucking
I think you're supposed to go, I would say go up from the hair.
I would
up, but.
Oh, shit.
Ooh, I don't know.
Who's
maybe
gonna
down,
do
maybe
it?
Down,
who's going
to
do it?
I want Zach to do it.
I
don't want Kevin fucking pussy ripping it off like he did on Zach's leg.
That's true.
I was a dick and I ripped it too, but I mean.
Short changes.
That's for all the mom jokes, asshole. Alright, well let me fucking. You want to rip mine off or should I rip mine off?
I think I'm ready.
I'm going to rip my own, but I want Corey to go first. I want mine to sit a little
longer. Alright, I'll get
Corey. I want to really get the full effect this time.
Alright, Corey.
Oh, shit.
The guy.
In fact, I'm probably going to go ahead and pop one on my nip after this.
God.
Alright. Put his shirt up. It's a good man. Alright. I feel like a pirate.
You look like a fucking pirate.
Peg leg.
Fuck you. Alright.
Alright, let's do this.
You ready?
Yeah.
Alright.
Alright, Corey's gonna rip a wax strip off of his belly right now, which is very hairy.
3, 2, 1, go, right?
Like Austin Powers, dude.
Classic. Alright.
Alright.
Got some hair, man. Alright, ready?
Yeah.
3, 2, 1.
Oh! Oh, dude! Oh, it took a lot of them! Holy shit!
Oh, shit!
Dude! Oh my god!
Damn!
It took a perfect rectangle out of you, dude!
Oh, shit.
Oh, that is awesome.
Dude, I'm going to pool party next week. Oh, there it is.
You... it's like a puzzle piece.
Oh, damn it.
Oh, man.
Dude, I've got a pool party next weekend.
Corey, good, dude. Zach, you ready to rip your leg one off?
I'm going
to
email that one
I'm bleeding.
You.
Oh, shit.
See that?
He's bleeding.
This is what I told you about. I'm bleeding.
Let's give a round of applause.
Oh, shit.
Wow, man, that's a... Dude, that's the money right there, dude. That makes it all worth it.
I think that's because I applied it correctly. Now I just slapped it on.
Zach, let's read
it. What was the difference in applying it correctly?
The grain?
I
applied
there.
With the grain.
And then ripped up from the grain.
All right, yeah. I'm ripping my leg one. I'll fuck this. 3, whatever. Oh, wow! I didn't think it was Oh, shit! Dude! That... Wow! Why is it all of a sudden now working really awesome?
Fuck.
Oh,
now I'm afraid.
Fuck!
Alright, ready?
Oh, shit!
3, 2, 1.
Oh,
yeah!
Now it's working great!
Wow!
Why did the first one
suck?
That's
awesome!
Holy shit! Dude, what did you rub it longer than that?
Dude! That's a real waxy right there, man.
That's
awesome. Okay, now put some of that finishing oil on there.
No, fuck that. That's for pussies.
We're men.
Jesus.
God! Seriously, I'm doing a pool party weekend after this.
Then you have a great story, my friend.
Yeah.
Possibly
dude,
a video to go along with it.
Good God.
Oh,
good.
Dude, that one really got me.
Shit, yeah, dude. It didn't hurt more than normal. It's just...
Are y'all bleeding too?
I thought that one hurt like fuck, dude.
I don't know. I'm not bleeding. Ooh. Touch it. It's numb.
My skin, so smooth.
My skin is numb right
there. It's sticky, though.
It's very sticky. That's what she said. Sorry.
Has anybody got any back hair they
want to
do?
I don't have any. Who has ass hair?
I do.
Oh, yeah, come on, check
it out. Car and I are like, yeah.
So, let's do a nip.
You want to do one?
I'll do a nip.
Oh, you got a good nip spot right there.
Dude, nip's going to suck.
I don't want to do it.
Oh, come on. I know I've got plenty of hair.
I don't want to do
it. Dude, you're right. I don't want to go the whole summer with like a nip, like a square cut out of it.
I don't want to do the 40-yard version mana lantern.
We'll bring later on, we'll bring the taser back. We'll bring the waxing back. We'll do both the same time on Kyle. Is that fair?
I want to do something. I want to wax a little bit more. We still got 6 minutes left of the show. We can still...
The whole last half's going to be waxing?
Why not?
Well, we've got some other things to do.
That's true, but... I want a good wax. I want to wax somewhere gnarly.
Okay, where are you suggesting?
Although Corey already delivered. He's free and clear.
Thank God. Shit, I don't want
to... I'm trying to think, man.
I'm not mana lantering.
You don't even have
much
hair,
man. Trail.
No, dude. That's no way I'm doing that. I need that.
That's important.
No, fuck it. I don't want to do nip just because I'm so vain.
Turn around.
Dude, I don't have any on my back. Unless you guys can see me.
No, you're good.
Bummer.
Oh, shit.
Well, Melissa's turn.
That's the way the ball bounces.
Yeah, Melissa's turn.
Holy shit.
Do it on your head.
It looks like somebody shaved a fucking Wiimote out of my hair.
Yeah, that is kind of what it looks like.
Give me that strip right there.
Oh, yeah.
There's like, there's just like one sticking up in the middle. It didn't go.
You can't do your leg.
That's all I've got.
You have no hair on your leg.
Dude, that's all I've got. Landing strip straight to my belly button.
Let's do Zach's ass.
Melissa's a waste then. Yeah. You really want to do my ass?
I'll do my ass too.
How am I gonna do that? Just face away, face over there, and do it, or
you gotta play a cornhole out.
I'm doing my ass.
Here, take this one.
Oh, all right. Hold on, let me reposition my mic here. Corey, quit looking at my ass.
You have your asshole pointed directly away
from
you.
I don't have any hair on there. I still got the tasing marks though.
You want to wax your tasing marks?
Dude, I feel like there's enough here. Whatever, fuck it. I'm doing it. Come on, Zach, do it.
Hold on. Let me get video.
I'm going to do it on the tasing bar. So, I don't want video of this.
So, Kevin has his cornhole out.
I should have done my cornhole. Zach, are you really not going to do it?
There'd be a little ring where there's no hair.
Are you really not going to do it, too?
I'll fucking do it.
All right, come on. Here you go.
Fucking.
You have to warm your thing up.
I don't think you do. I think that almost makes it more pushy.
Shit.
I think the cooler it is, the more it hurts, and the more it pulls the hair off.
Alright, so you're doing left
cheek? I don't know, you warmed that fucking...
That's a good point.
...belly rib for a good long time there.
That's well, this one's point. Too late.
Did you do left
well,
cheek
Well, listen,
or
do
right
your
cheek?
Arm.
No, I can't. I have to work.
So? Who the fuck's ever gonna notice that?
I wear sleeveless shirts.
So there's no hair. Nobody's gonna notice a difference.
They're gonna know.
I'm in a scary situation right now because I've got guys on either side of me dropping their drawers.
That's right.
My pair of there's like a very thin layer of fabric between my cock and Corey's
face. Are you left cheek or right cheek?
I went right.
Right. All right.
So you going left?
I'm going left then.
Maybe I should do both.
Both?
I'll do both.
Oh!
No. Oh.
Okay. You're gonna get in carpet in there too.
I don't want that. All right. Yeah, I'm gonna do both.
Alright, I'm gonna go left cheek. Fuck it.
Shit, sorry. I'm like pretty much. I'm like naked in front of you guys right now.
Almost.
Stop looking, you're freaking me out.
Melissa, you're gonna have to pull these off.
Oh, man.
Alright.
I don't want Corey doing it off my butt, dude. That's too much, man.
I'll rip my own off. Fuck that.
Don't be a bitch.
Alright.
I've got a waxing strip on my ass. How am I a bitch?
Hold on, I want to let it sink in a little bit more. Let me have a sip of my beer here. Just let it...
Grab a seat, have a beer, you know.
Do what Zach did. Hook your belt buckle. So your
dude. Can't go wrong.
Oh, okay.
Jesus.
I just want to get
it's
out of here.
It's funny, dude, how I joke about, like, how many things in life, like, give me a boner. Like, I'm... dude, my dick's shriveled up, like, so tiny right now just because I'm so, like... This is not cool.
Is that going back inside, isn't
this
it?
This is not sexy.
Mine's running down the length of my pants.
All right, let me buckle my belt. What the fuck are you talking about?
Just do one.
Dude,
yeah,
my stomach is tingling right now. I feel some tingle.
Alright, let me just do my first butt cheek. Melissa, go ahead, do the right. What the fuck? What are you laughing at?
Turn around.
You don't
want
his cheek.
You're gonna want
to
grab the tape.
Oh, no, I'm good. Shit. I'm good.
Do the left or the right one first. Alright, just do it, whatever.
One, two. Three.
Oh! Oh! Oh, dude, that's hands down the most painful area so far. Yeah.
You didn't even give me hair.
Yeah, there's nothing
there. Yeah, there's hardly anything there, but it hurt.
Mine's gonna hurt.
Alright, just do the second one. Just get it off. I just want them off of me. Go, go, go. Just do it. Just do it. Just do it. Oh, okay. Get it. Okay.
Alright, I got one.
That's like your Woody the Woodpecker.
I need a shower.
Fuck. Here we go. Ready? Fuck,
Wait, no, really? Corey, they don't listen to it.
No.
No, you can't do
that. That's weird.
No.
Come on.
Don't be a bitch.
No.
I'm not, I won't
it's
look.
Fucking radio.
What do you mean you won't look?
I'll just grab it.
You gotta grab it, man.
I gotta see what the... Oh, dude.
I won't look. I'm just gonna feel around back there until I find something.
Damn.
No, I'm...
Fuck. I'd be more comfortable with Kevin doing it than Melissa.
Why? I'll do it.
All right.
You know I'm not gonna be really looking at your ass.
Let's go.
Here, no, we can do it right there. I can be on Corey's mic.
All right.
Go for it. This is weird.
I'm not gonna be
ass. I'm touching his ass. This is gonna start with. All right, 3, 2, 1. Oh fuck! It ripped off the piece of.
You got just the corner there. It's still.
Oh, oh my god!
Get out of here!
Oh my god!
I got Zach's ass here stuck to my hand.
Oh, you got me so good, my head.
Dude, hold on. I don't want to look at your ass, but let me see it. Let me see it. Let me see it. Let me see what it looks like.
You just said you don't want to look at his ass.
Dude,
I want to see if there's a huge thing taken out.
I can feel it.
Come on. Turn around. Turn around. Turn around. You can totally see it. Oh, that's awesome. Now you have a Wiimote on your ass.
Oh, fuck.
All right, look, guys. We're in an hour. I'm going to go ahead and call it.
Oh, fair enough.
We will,
I don't want any more.
We're done for this week. We will, see you guys. This make out weird. Oh, we'll see you next week on the Status Pro Show. I am your host, Kevin Ebeling, along with...
Corey, the sharpshooter, Vandersleen.
And...
Zach Lewis.
And...
Melissa Galbraith. Bye, guys. Have a good night.
We'll see you next week.